This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Fix this. Me. This is Riyadh Razazi. We're coming you to the stories of the prophets, and we are with inshaAllah ta'ala episode number 35 and session number 6 with the story of Musa alayhi salam. We have changed the schedule, as you may know. The last time we met was last Friday, and we have changed the schedule to Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. So these are the weekends, inshallah ta'ala, right? After conducting that survey, and the majority wanted, alhamdulillah, the weekend, so we switched it to a weekend series now instead of weekdays. Most likely because people went back to work and things are getting back into track, alhamdulillah. So we changed it to a weekend now. So we'll see how that goes, inshallah ta'ala. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll play it by ear, inshallah ta'ala. Kif halukum? How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing great. Those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook, it's been a while. It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been a week. It's been a week, actually, right? It's been a week. Kif halukum? Ahlan habib al-kiko, ahlan sidi kamal, ahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan marhaban, brothers and sisters, those of you that are there, Instagram, right here, this is Facebook, that's Instagram. I hope you all doing great. So, quick recapitulation, and again, these series, alhamdulillah, will not be too long. We just restrict them to about between 30 to 40 minutes, inshallah ta'ala. Heavy information, heavy content, things to ponder on, things to we can all relate to, things that we can all derive lessons from. And the story of Musa, subhanallah, is filled with lessons and amazing, in fact, lessons that we can all relate to. So my brothers and sisters, last time when we met, we spoke about Musa now, after he grew up now, he knows the story, he knows the truth, he knows where, who his real mother from his, his birth mother from his fostering mother. So this is, he knows now. So we left it when he had to make that decisive, stance, or he had to take that decisive stance, that pivotal day that happened where he will be faced with, a decision to make, and that decision will change his life. Musa lives in the palace. Musa lives in the palace of Fir'aun. And we talked about the reason behind which, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that he lives in the palace of Fir'aun, to get the best education there is at the time. And he would need that because he would need to build all these, skills, the leadership skills, because eventually he's going to lead Banu Israel, hundreds of thousands of them. He's going to lead them out, from Egypt, out into the Arab Peninsula, up into the desert, and he's going to lead the Bani Israel. So he needs those skills. He lives in the palace. Some of the things that he learned from the palace is not only education, strength, alhamdulillah, the izzah, the honor, because he lives in the palace. They used to call him Prince Musa, right? So he had to have that honor, that izzah, because eventually when, for the leader, he would need that izzah as well. So now, but at the same time, brothers and sisters, if you remember, Musa used to go and meet his actual birth mother and speak to her and speak to his brother and his sister and meet with Ben Israel. So he knows that he's from them. He knows that this is, his progeny is from, the progeny of Ben Israel. So he would go and meet with his mom and sit with his mom and maybe eat with them as well. And then he would go as well to the palace. And, you know, so he had both lives. He could easily, you know, mingle with both, subhanAllah, both, you know, types of lives. The life of the palace and the life of the masakin, you know, of Banu Israel. As I, you know, if you remember, we talked about the fact that Banu Israel, they were enslaved by Fir'aun, you know. They used to be slaves and they used to be disgraced. And so he used to go and visit his mother and speak to them and live with them. And then at the same time, he used to go to the palace until that day came. That day, that, you know, that pivotal day in his life. Surat al-Qasas, verse number 15. Surat al-Qasas, verse number 15. ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي هو من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين. And then on a day, you know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَ عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. And then he entered the city at a time of an awareness. At a time as if he was hiding, as if he was going there in secret. Yes, he did not want Fir'aun to know that he's going to meet, you know, Ben Israel and to meet his mom. You know, khalas, he's no longer being breastfed. So why are you going to meet this woman and, you know, talking to Ben Israel? So he's going there, عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at a time of, you know, unawareness of its people. And then he found two men fighting. He found two men fighting. One from his self party, one from Ben Israel, and one Egyptian, and the other one from his fowls, you know, his adu, fowls. So the man from his party sought his help, yani sought Musa's help. Yani the Banu Israeli one, the guy from Banu Israel, he sought Musa's help. So Musa came, and without inquiring as to whom was wrong and whose was right, and, you know, or whatnot, he didn't, just because he's from his party, he just went and he struck that guy, you know, from the Egyptian with a fist and killed him. And I remember Musa, you know, he built that strength, you know, he lives in the palace. You know, as remember, you know, the Egyptians, they used to have, you know, they used to play a lot of sports, and it's something that they used to attribute a lot of importance to, sports. So Musa, you know, was strong. So again, without inquiring or seeking like who's wrong, who's right, and what happened, you know, what the problem is, why you guys are fighting, he just went, struck that guy from his fowls and killed him. And killed him. And he says, هذا من عمل الشيطان. Then he realized he did something wrong. هذا من عمل الشيطان. Verily, this is, you know, the plain, you know, this is from the work of the shaitan. Shaitan indeed, he's adu mubin. He is your misleading enemy. Why would he say that? You know, because again, he did not inquire. He just went and then he struck the guy without inquiring who's right, who's wrong, why you guys are fighting. It's just because I need to support my guy from my party. I need to support him. He just went and he killed that other guy. And then, you know, he did not mean to kill him, maybe. He did not mean to kill him. He just struck him, you know, like one punch. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَدَ عَلَيْهِ. Just one punch. And how can one punch kill? But Musa was that strong, alayhi salam. One punch killed him. But he realized that he was wrong. فَقَدَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. But then he sought forgiveness from his Lord in verse number 16. Verse number 16, Surah Al-Qasas, chapter Al-Qasas. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He says, Oh my Lord, I have wronged myself. Oh my Lord, I have wronged myself. إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي. Forgive me. He realized and he confessed. He confessed to his Lord that he had wronged himself And he says, forgive me, اغفر لي. Then his Lord فغفر له. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah is al-Ghafoor. Indeed, Allah is al-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim. But listen to me here very, very carefully, inshallah ta'ala. This is beautiful, inshallah. This is from the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal is the oft forgiven and He is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah has ordained rahmah upon Himself. Allah has decreed rahmah, mercy upon Himself. أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. This is the key to repentance. A lot of people that say, yes, I'm going to make repentance. I meant repentance, you know. But this is the wrong repentance. What is the difference between the true repentance and the, you know, and the fake type of repentance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah has ordained and decreed mercy upon Himself. أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةً. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever amongst you wrong themselves, they do something good, bad, like an evil work, an evil deed. And we all are that person. We all sometimes fall into the traps of shaitan and do things that are wrong. But here's the switch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does something wrong, like an evil deed, bijahala. What's bijahala? Bijahala means when he is in a state of unawareness. Bijahala. يعني jahil. What's jahil? You know, we even say that in Urdu. Jahil. He's jahil. What is jahil mean? Jahil يعني somebody who's unaware, who's oblivious of the fact. He's unaware. I did something unknowingly. I did not know that it was wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does something wrong unknowingly, يعني بجهالة. He was led astray and he did something wrong. And then right away, he will make repentance to his Lord. ثُمَّ تَابَ بِنْ بَعْدِ. Right away, he repents. He did not wait. He did not delay repentance. This is the key word, my brothers and sisters. The key word is not to delay the repentance. He did something wrong. He realized he did something wrong. On the spot, he repented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحِ. And then this man, he repented. And right away with repentance, he did something good. To expiate that which he did, you know, which is bad. So not only he repented wa aslah. Aslah means he did something good, like he prayed or he gave sadaqah, charity, or he fasted that day because he did something wrong. So he repented, and repented alone was not enough. So repented and he followed it with a good action. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then and only then, Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find him as Ghafoor, the oft forgiver, and you will find him as Rahim, the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa, we learned that from Musa. He killed an innocent life, regardless of who was right and who was wrong. He killed an innocent man. I mean, innocent. He was fighting. You don't have the right to take his soul. The only one who has the right to take his soul is his Lord. He just went and he struck him with a fist and killed him. One fist, one strike, and then killed him. But then he realized he was wrong. So what did he say? He said, Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi, oh my Lord, I have wronged myself. I have wronged myself. Forgive me, please. Ighfir li. So his Lord forgave him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then look at the, you see, brothers and sisters, what did I say in this, verse number 16? You know, and also in the verse that I mentioned in Surah Al-An'am. Repent and follow it up with righteous work or righteous deed. Musa, alayhi salam, he said the same thing here. قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. Verse number 17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, My Lord, then Musa is saying, oh my Lord, for that which you have favored me will, yani Allah has favored Musa. He has forgiven him. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgave Musa. So because Allah, you know, Musa says, for, oh Allah, my Lord, for that which you have favored me with, I will never help. يعني be, here's why I call موسى عليه السلام the shoulder for the the shoulder for the oppressed. The shoulder for the oppressed. He says this, فلن أكون ظهيرا فلن أكون ظهيرا للمشركين. I will not give my back, meaning I will not be, give any support to المشركين. For that which you have favored me with, I will never give any support to المشركين. Meaning, I will only support those who are on the straight path, regardless of how weak they are, but I will give them my back, I will give them my support, I will give them my shoulder. I will support them. فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ For that which you have favored me with, O my Lord, I will not support المشركين, I will only support the believers. I only support those who are in need of my support. Those who are oppressed. But he was scared because he killed life. He killed an innocent man. So he was scared. He was terrified. Then he, you know, the next day, he's scared. He's terrified because he does not want the Egyptians to find out. He does not want Pharaoh to find out that he killed the life. Musa, he's scared. Yes, Prince Musa. Remember, his name is Prince Musa. They used to call him Prince Musa. So he became afraid looking about in the city. You know, when somebody commits a crime, even if people don't know about him. Sisters and brothers, can you relate? No, can you relate? But it's not like you have committed a crime before. But I'm sure you would know. If somebody commits a crime, like somebody had an accident and ran away. He had an accident and ran away. Maybe he injured someone and ran away, killed someone and ran away, right? That person, even nobody saw him, but that person will be scared, terrified for days, maybe weeks. Maybe somebody have seen me. Maybe somebody will report me. Maybe the police will come any moment and barge in. Maybe that person will be very scared. So Musa Nabiullah, he was scared. فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ He was in the Medina, خائف يترقب. خائفا يترقب. He was scared. And he was looking about in the city, you know, when he behold, like, and he's scared. And then when, and behold, the man who had sought him, يعني the guy, because now he went back to his, you know, to Ben Israel again one more time. So he went back, and then, lo and behold, the man that he defended yesterday. This is why I said, يعني, you know, that it's not because he's from your party, you support him. But how about if he's wrong? How about if he's the culprit? So he goes back to his town the next day, and then the same guy who sought his help, he's fighting again. He's fighting again, the same guy. So now he is the troublemaker, this guy. I defended him yesterday. I supported him yesterday. And now again, one more time, yani he's fighting again. So most likely he's the one who's wrong, actually. He's the one who is on the wrong. The guy who I killed, maybe he's from my fouls, he's from my, you know, my enemy, but maybe he was right. And my guy from my party, he was wrong. So one more time, this guy is fighting again from Ben Usla'i. He's fighting. He's fighting whom? He's fighting another guy from the Egyptians. So these fights are happening between Ben Usla'i and between the Egyptians. Maybe the Egyptians are, as you know, maybe they were, you know, belittling them and humiliating them. And maybe this guy from Ben Israel, you know, he's not taking it. So he just getting into fights with them. And then he sought his help one more time. Musa, I need help. When Musa saw him, فَلَمَّا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا قَالَ يَا مُوسَى Then Musa came. Musa was coming. And the guy who came, who was actually from Bani Israel, he thought that Musa was going to come and kill him and hit him. Although he's from his own party. But when he called Musa, Musa looked at him and he was really angry. You are the troublemaker. You're the troublemaker. You know, Musa is coming to this guy and telling him, you are the troublemaker, you're the one. You're the man, you're the one who's creating all this fuss. So he was coming, the guy, when he was Musa was coming to him, he thought that Musa will kill him. He thought that Musa will kill him. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَصْرَخُوا بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَصْرَخُوا قَالَ مُوسَى إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ Musa told him, you're truly غَوِي, you are truly troublemaker. فلما أراد أن يبطش بالذي هو عدو لهما, and then when Musa came, you know, to separate the fighter who maybe came to maybe hit that guy who was fighting or whatnot, you know, the guy, he's from Ben Israel, he thought that Musa was going to come and kill him. So what did he say? He said, Musa, do you want to kill me as you have killed a life before, yesterday? Did you want to kill me as you killed a life before? Who's saying this? أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بالأمس? Do you want to kill me as you killed a soul yesterday? The Egyptian does not know that Musa killed a life before. The Egyptian does not know that Musa, he is the killer, he is the culprit. The Egyptian is fighting with the guy from Bani Israel. So it must be the guy from Bani Israel who told Musa, Musa, do you want to kill me like you killed the guy before? You're no good. So now the Egyptian knows who is the killer, because the news went out in Egypt. The news went out that somebody killed an Egyptian, like a life of an Egyptian. And he's been, somebody had been killed. Who is the killer? So there were investigators around. There were, you know, the soldiers went around. People around. They are all looking for the killer. Nobody knows who the killer is. Nobody knows that Musa is the killer. Now that when the Egyptian heard that it was actually Musa who killed the life before, and the life, yes, the night before, he went straight to the, you know, back to the city, to the town, went back to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, 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 guys, the ministers, the soldiers, I know who the killer is. I know who the killer is. Men of killer, who's the killer? I know who the killer is. The killer is Musa, Prince Musa. Prince Musa, aywa, Prince Musa. Prince Musa is the killer. أتريد أن تقتلني كما تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا في الأرض وما تريد أن تكون من المصلحين. The man said, you want to kill me like you killed the man before? You don't want to be muslihin. You don't want to be from the righteous. You want to be from the wrongdoers. You can want to kill me? But Musa was not going to kill him anyways. He was just going maybe to separate the fight or whatnot. But the guy thought he was going to kill him because he was in the fight the night before. So he told him, you want to kill me? As soon as that guy, the Egyptian, heard that it was actually Musa who killed the life before, you know, the man before, the night before, he went back and he informed Fir'aun and his ministers. And Fir'aun was looking for a chance, and this is his chance. 30 years. 30 years, yes, he was saved. But now, Fir'aun knows. Sent his command to his soldiers, to all the spies, go and look for Musa. Go and get me Musa. Alive or dead, I want him. Go get Musa. And Musa now is very scared, because now he knows somebody from the Egyptians, they know I'm the killer. I'm sure he was going to go and tell Fir'aun, and they're going to come and get me. So Musa now is hiding. They want something. They want, right? Fir'aun wants to kill Musa now. Fir'aun wants something, but Allah wants something else. Listen, Fir'aun wants something, but Allah wants something else. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, in this beautiful hadith that says, hadith Qudusi, this is hadith Qudusi. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask Allah, and when you seek refuge of something, seek refuge in Allah. And then the Prophet says, and remember, if the entire mankind, they get together to harm you, and Allah does not want to harm you, you are not going to be harmed. And if the entire mankind, from ins and jinn, not only the ins, not only humans and jinn, if they get together to benefit you, and Allah does not want you to be benefited, you are not going to be benefited. Comes Fir'aun, and all his soldiers, they want to kill Musa, but Allah does not want to kill Musa. So what's going to happen? Because he is under the protection of Allah. If the entire mankind, they come together to benefit you, and Allah does not want you to be benefited, then you won't be benefited. And if the entire mankind, from ins and jinn, they try to come to harm you, and Allah does not want to harm you, you shall not be harmed. It is only what Allah wants, and that's what will happen. Yes, they may spread things against you. They may spread rumors against you. They may fabricate lies about you. Yes, they may fabricate lies about you. They may, you know, your coworkers, even your family, your enemies, they may, you know, try to plot things against you, to harm you. But Allah Azza wa Jal does not want to harm you. They spread rumors about you. They send emails. They send texts. They took pictures and they framed those pictures. Right? They framed those pictures to make you look like you are the culprit, to make you look like you're the one who did. They even change your voice. Now it's all in the, you know, in this technology. They can make you sound like you're the one who's talking. They can make you sound like the one who's talking. They can make you, and move your lips and whatnot and bring in your sound and make you look like you're the one who's been, you know, saying things, although you are innocent. So if they all get together to try to fabricate and frame you, and Allah Azza wa Jalla does not want to harm you, you will not go in to be harmed. Do you understand, sisters and brothers? And if they come together to benefit you, and Allah does not want you to be benefited, you shall not be benefited. So they came, all the soldiers, looking for Musa. Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 20 now. Number 20, chapter Al-Qasas, verse number 20. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ إِلَيْكَ يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك فاخرج إني لك من الناصحين. And a man came, an eminent one, from the Egyptian. We don't know who this man is. An eminent one from the Egyptians, he came to Musa and told him, Ya Musa, O Musa, the people from the Egyptians, you know, the soldiers and Fir'aun, they are plotting to kill you. Run. فَخُرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I'm giving you a warning. Come out. Run. Flee. Brothers and sisters, listen to this bit I'm going to talk to you about right now. Please, please, please. If you're taking notes, amazing. If you're not taking notes, then listen to this bit right here, right now. Look what's going to happen to Musa. This man, we don't know who he is, but he's definitely from the Egyptians. Maybe somebody who likes Musa, and he does not like Fir'aun. There are some people like that. You will see them, inshallah, once we go back and talk about when Musa comes back to confront, you know, Fir'aun. But we don't know who this man is. He just came to the town and found Musa. And he says, Musa, they're plotting to kill you. Run. So Musa now had to flee the town. Where does he go? Fir'aun and his soldiers, the city is being seized. And also the surrounding towns, all under the authority of Fir'aun. Musa had to flee the town. He was not prepared. He wasn't prepared to run away. He was just scared, yes, but he wasn't prepared to escape. This man came and told him, run, run, they're coming to kill you. So this is a sudden escape. There's a difference between a sudden escape and a prepared escape. Somebody who's prepared himself and whatnot, ready to escape. To flee away, right? Versus somebody who just a sudden escape. Didn't have time to see his mom. To hug his mom and to say, bye mom, I'm going. Or his brother, or his sister. Or to get some food, or to take some means. Or to take some clothing with him or anything. Nothing. He just flees the town. Not knowing where he's going, but he goes in the desert. And Fir'aun and his soldiers know, if somebody goes in the desert, they're dead. Dead. Egypt, those of you who know Egypt, 96% of the country is Egypt, is a desert. Most of the Egyptians, they live only on that 4%, which is the Nile, where the green area is. But other than that, the majority of the land of Egypt is all desert. 96% of the land, or 94, between 94 to 96% is all desert. That's why Egypt is very overpopulated, subhanAllah. There's a lot of that. So he goes in the desert. And Fir'aun knows anybody who goes in the desert, they're dead. He goes in the desert, sisters and brothers, unprepared, not carrying any means of survival with him. No GPS, no phone. Of course, at the time there was none. You know, didn't even have time to go and hug his mom and to get her blessing and whatnot. He just runs. Allah Azza wa Jalla will guide him. Where would he go? He would go to a land or a country called Madian, you know, or the town called Madian. Madian, which is, you know, located also in the Arab Peninsula, in a Sham, in the country of Al-Urdun, Jordan. He goes there. But he does not know that Madian is there. He does not know that Jordan is on the other. He does not know. He's just like in the desert. فَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَتِ الْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ Al-Qasas 21 gives us the answer. Verse number 21 gives us the answer. He does not know where he's going. But listen to this beautiful dua he will make. قَالَ عَسَى رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. And then when he went towards the city of Madian, he does not know that he's going towards Madian, towards Jordan, but he just says, you know, he just went, you know, in the desert, and then he made this dua. And that dua is, عَسَى رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Maybe my Lord, and I pray that my Lord will guide me towards the sound, a sound way. عَسَى رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. I pray that my Lord guides me towards the straight, a sound way. And then he goes. He goes. Which opens a new episode in the life of Musa alayhi salam. And this episode will take 10 years. 10 years away from his family. 10 years losing his title of Prince Musa, gonna be walking in the desert day and night. In fact, he will walk during the night and hide during the day. Scorpions, snakes, wild animals. He had only sandals. He will be bleeding, walking in the desert, barefooted, bleeding, no water, no food. Remember, he didn't have time to go and pick up anything. No means of survival whatsoever. He had no provision. He did not take enough provision with him, right? Nothing to sustain himself with. The man came, told him, run away, people are coming to kill you. And then he just flee the town. He didn't have time to pick up anything. So he went, not knowing even where he's going. He just went into the desert and then he just goes in hiding. Remember, sisters and brothers, where Musa had to make that decision, you know, should I support my man from my party or support the Egyptian? If I were to support the Egyptian, I get to keep my title, Prince Musa. I get to keep my maid. I get to keep my clothes. I get to keep my palace. I get to keep my wealth. I get to keep my horses. I get to keep this. I get to keep that, right? If I were to support the Egyptian. But if I were to support the guy from Banu Israel, the humiliated one, the disgraced one, the poor man, if I were to support him, I would lose everything. He made that decision. And yes, he lost. He lost the title of Prince Musa. He lost the title. Khalas, he's no longer Prince Musa because they know him. Musa is the killer. Now Fir'aun has sent his command, go and find him, we're going to kill him. So he lost his title. He lost his maids. He lost his wealth. He lost his horses. He lost his that beautiful bed that he used to sleep on. The food that he used to eat. He lost all that. Now he's in the desert eating leaves. Maybe from the trees, if he find any trees. He would eat leaves from those trees. You know, he's just wandering in the desert, not knowing where he's going. He made that dua, but he just in the middle of nowhere, the desert. But he had somebody with him. Who was with him, brothers and sisters? Because he chose to stay with the haqq. He chose to stay with the truth. So who was with him? Although you see him alone in the desert, lost, but there was somebody with him. Who was with him, brothers and sisters? Karima, Shazia, who was with him? Yashmin, Allah, Coco, Murad, Humaira, those of you on Facebook, who was with him? Allah, 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 Allah is with him. Allah is with him. And if Allah is with you, you have everything. And if Allah is not with you, you have nothing. He could have stayed, yes, in Egypt and supported the Egyptian man who was in the wrong. Maybe he would have kept his title, but he would have lost his akhirah. He would have lost his akhirah and his dunya as well. But now you can see, as human beings, we see him alone. And this may, you and I may relate to this. You may be in the, you know, kicked out from your family, kicked out from your home. And you're innocent. After all the sacrifice that you have done, you've been deceived. The people who claim that they loved you, they abandoned you. You're on your own, you think. People, they look at you, you're on your own. Everybody has abandoned you. They have deserted you. Your friends, the so-called friends, they're not there. Nobody is there to show you support. You lost your job. He lost everything, Musa. You lost your job. He lost your car. You lost your wealth. You lost your families. You lost everything. When you think you're alone, Allah is there with you. You're never alone. You're never going to walk alone. You are not going to walk alone. When you make that decision, you're not going to walk alone. Allah will be there with you, because He is there with you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't be alone. Go to Him. Maybe He is taking you from there to give you something better. And indeed, something better will happen to Musa. Because my brothers and sisters, he lost his title, Prince Musa. But he's going to come back later on with a new title. And that new title will be Prophet Musa. So which is better, Prince Musa or Prophet Musa? Yes, he left and he lost everything. He left, lost everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that sometimes to us. To cleanse us out. Tahoor, to purify us. To only bring you back stronger. To only bring you back stronger. When you think that you're losing everything behind you, but then you're going to come back stronger, inshallah. So he left his title and he lost Prince Musa title. He lost it. But he came back later on. After 10 years, he would come back to Egypt with a new title. And that title is Prophet Musa. So brothers and sisters, which is better, Prince Musa or Prophet Musa? Which is better, Prince Musa or Prophet Musa? Which is better? I'm asking you, I don't know, you tell me. Sometimes you realize that which you're doing is wrong. That which you're doing is actually haram. You're going to lose your job, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that. Yes. But then you're going to lose that only to gain something better. You will lose that which you have only to gain something better. Allah will not let you down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let you down. He lost the title to come back with Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa. So he had Allah with him. He had Allah with him walking in the desert at night. The stars, the desert. But Allah was with him, guiding him towards Midian. Guiding him towards Midian. And why Midian particularly? Why Midian particularly? Why the land of Prophet Shu'aib? Why the land of Midian? And why the land of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam? What is he going to learn there? Because that will, another stage will start in the life of Musa. Another episode will start in the life of Musa alayhi salam. The second preparation stage, if you remember, brothers and sisters, we talked about four stages in the life of Musa. Two preparation stages and two execution stages. Now comes in the second stage, the preparation stage. He will go and live in Midian for 10 years to learn so many new other skills. Why Midian? I will not tell you today why Midian. No, I will not tell you today why Midian. He does not know, by the way, right? I told you he's in the desert. He does not know, but it is Allah who guides him towards Jordan. He goes towards Jordan. He does not know his way. He does not know the north from the south, from the east, from the west. He does not know. He just keeps on going, walking, trying to flee away from Fir'aun and his soldiers. But as he's fleeing away, he goes towards Midian, Jordan. Why Midian, Jordan? I will not be able to tell you today, but I will tell you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right, I will tell you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, but brothers and sisters, remember what I said. This are only now about 40 minutes. Alhamdulillah, no more. You know, we try to keep them short and sweet. And we're, you know, changing the schedule from weekdays to weekends. You know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, inshallah ta'ala. And also, we hope again, there were a lot of lessons, for me at least, you know, a lot of lessons that we have learned today from the story of Musa alayhi salam. No, Layla, you're wrong, not because it's sacred land. No, it is not that. No, it's not that. No, you are wrong. I will tell you tomorrow why. Why, you know, where he's going to Midian. But anyways, brothers and sisters, with the poll that we have ran, a lot of people, they said they wanted to change the timing as well, not only the days but also the timing. And the timing they have suggested was 5 p.m. Eastern time, which is 10 p.m. UK time, you know, Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. So I started today at 6 p.m. Eastern time, you know, which is 11 p.m. UK time. What do you think about tomorrow starting 1 hour earlier? What do you think about tomorrow starting 1 hour earlier? Or should we keep it as is? Should we keep this as is today? You know, should we start tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time, which is 11 p.m. UK time? Or should we start 1 hour earlier tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala? What do you think, sisters and brothers? Should we keep the same time for tomorrow as well, or should we start 1 hour earlier? No, Sister Fatima, I don't know of any book that describes Musa alayhi salam. And no, nobody would describe him, because this is, you know, talking about thousands and thousands of years. So Musa, he was, what we know of Musa is he was tall, big man. And he had like a dark texture, like a dark, you know, like he didn't have like a white, bright texture. He was darker, right? So why don't you, inshallah ta'ala? So some people are even saying 7 a.m. All right, so here's what we're going to do, brothers and sisters. So to be fair, all right, please text me the timing that you prefer, all right? Private text me on Instagram. You know, the timings that, you know, that is most feasible, you know, for you. And inshallah ta'ala, I will look into that bi-idhnillah. All right. You know, those of you, because we have brothers and sisters from Australia, from Europe, from the UK. But the majority, to be honest, are from, you know, from the UK. And then comes in, you know, Canada and the US. Because I looked into the insight of, you know, Instagram and Facebook. But, you know, do private message me, right? Private message me, please, and tell me your favorable, you know, time, for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, right? Private text me on Instagram, or those of you on Facebook as well, do text me and tell me which timing you prefer for the weekend. Should we do it, should we leave it at the same time, or should we do it, 1 hour earlier, inshallah ta'ala, alrighty? For those of you on Instagram, on those of you who live in Australia, it will not be, it will not be, maybe it's not practical because it's already 8 o'clock for them, if we do it 1 hour earlier, it will be 7 a.m. in the morning for them. So we try our best, inshallah ta'ala. So please do text me, inshallah, all right? Barakallahu fikum, zakum Allah khair. We will look in about the tafsir. I'm still looking into that, inshallah ta'ala. Most likely maybe one or two or twice a week during weekdays as well, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe we'll try to do that during the weekdays. We'll see, because a lot of things have changed now. But I will inform you, inshallah ta'ala, on my social media posts with regard to the tafsir. But do text me, inshallah, your timing. Jazakumullah khair. Brothers and sisters, barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.